The Empowerment Exchange is a peer support group program located in Rensselaer County that offers alternative mental health services to recipients. Tanya Stevens is director of the peer services at the Mental Health Empowerment Project. She's joining us here in the studio right now. Hey, Tanya.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
I'm glad you came in. Tell us a little bit about this Empowerment Exchange. What exactly is that?
So the Empowerment Exchange is a project of the Mental Health Empowerment Project. We are a statewide grassroots peer-run organization, which means that 51% of our board and our staff are all people with lived experience in the mental health system. We do a lot of different things, but primarily we're funded to do two separate things. One is to train other peer-led organizations throughout the state on different things that are happening with Medicaid reform, different topics that come up, even organizational things. We also do a peer specialist training here in Troy and down in Mount Vernon twice a year in both the fall and spring. And then we provide direct services to individuals who are just looking for alternatives to traditional treatment. So a little bit of support, ways to find their voice, their pathway, a life beyond mental health services. So the Empowerment Exchange is one of our projects. We are located on Burnett Avenue, and we provide a variety of different groups and then one-on-one services to anyone who's interested in engaging with a peer.
And so how did you become involved, and what does your day-to-day routine look like?
Well, the day-to-day routine at the Empowerment Exchange is we have maybe 15 different groups that we currently run, from a men's network to a walking group to a women's network. We also run alternatives to suicide programs, hearing voices groups, and then just people who are, again, interested in engaging with a peer, trying to get some support around different things. They can just self-refer, walk into our drop-in center on Burnett, meet up with somebody, and just have a conversation about what they're sort of looking to do.
So how is the Empowerment Exchange different from traditional mental health services?
We see ourselves as auxiliary to traditional services. So, you know, peer support, unlike some traditional services, doesn't happen Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. So, you know, when we're in crisis, when we need a little extra support, sometimes it happens in odd hours, and ideally a peer is there for you. Also, we can help link people to traditional services, give people referrals to housing, therapists, but it's one thing to say go to DSS and fill out an application. It's another to sit with somebody through the process of filling that out, even if it takes 6 hours to be able to fill that out. So we really like to be there for people to accomplish the little things that seem overwhelming when you're somebody who's maybe just coming out of the hospital or has been struggling for a long period of time to make a difference.
So someone would utilize your services in conjunction with traditional mental health, or is it a completely different approach, meaning I can use your services and not go to traditional mental health services? How does it work?
It's a both. So we have some people who are linked with a variety of services. They might be in a PROS program or part of an assisted care management team, or they might not be engaged at all in any sort of services. We don't exclude anyone from participating in our services. So if you're interested and want to participate, you're absolutely welcome to come in. We don't collect any information on people. So it really doesn't matter. I mean, your interest in participating is really the only eligibility that we need.
So you don't have to pay for your services?
No, our services are entirely free.
No insurance necessary?
Nope.
And do you work largely with people who wouldn't otherwise have access to these services?
We work largely, I would say, with people who are just generally isolated. So as part of our Empowerment Exchange program, we also run a Heroes at Home program, which is a vet-to-vet peer services, where we, again, run groups and offer individuals who have served to reach out to veterans that might be in need of a little extra support. We run a probation and parole group for individuals who, again, have that lived experience. So people who just maybe are not fully engaged in the community as a whole, maybe you just like to go to the farmer's market and would like somebody to go with you. And it's just that step of getting out of the house and trying to engage in something.
So it really seems like it alleviates some of the isolation that people feel when they have mental health issues.
Correct. We see ourselves as a community. I mean, we want to be part of the Troy community. We want to be, you know, outside of even the mental health community. We just want to create a community for people, both a physical space and then a set of people that really create a community that might be missing in a lot of people's lives.
So is with someone's involvement with peer supports, would that be confidential, just like it would be with their doctor, or is it pretty open?
It's entirely confidential.
So if someone wants to get involved, and you and I, let's say I'm a recipient and you and I are in the store shopping and somebody sees me, you're not necessarily going to say, hi, I'm Livonia's peer support counselor or supporter. I get complete confidentiality if you and I are just hanging out in the supermarket.
Yep. You don't even have to give us your real name. Mm-hmm. So you can go by whatever identity you'd like. Again, we don't collect identifying information on you. So it's really entirely up to the individual and both what they'd like to see out of the relationship and what we've negotiated that you want to be able to present this relationship to be. We have a mantra that says nothing about us without us. So we don't ever speak about or do on somebody's behalf that doesn't involve the person themselves.
I see. Now, when you're not keeping track of people's information, how do you measure success in the people who are taking the services?
So we do have an electronic health system that tracks all of that, but it doesn't track necessarily. So, Livonia, if you came in for services, again, you could make up a name. We're not tracking you given your name and social security number. We're just tracking sort of the progress that we're able to make. So we would come up with a plan with the individual about what would you like to see out of this relationship? What is it that we can support you in doing? And when do we decide we've been successful? Mm-hmm. And then we're going to track that in a way that's able to actually measure it and pull reports from the electronic health system.
That's really interesting. And how would someone become involved as a peer?
So they'd send me their resume. I mean, employment-wise, you mean?
Some people, I'm sure, would just be interested even in volunteering their time.
They would contact me directly at the Mental Health Empowerment Project. You can visit our website at www.mhepinc.org.
And if a person is a recipient and they want to participate in your program, how would they get involved?
They could call our warm line. They could call myself directly. They, again, could visit our website. It's entirely based on self-referral and somebody's willingness to participate.
Thank you so much, Tanya, for coming in and being with us today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yes, that was Tanya Stevens of the Empowerment Exchange talking about their very unique peer-run mental health program.